Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've been talking a little bit on Sunday about faith and really there's kind of the faith that you act on, but there's the faith that you live in. Yeah. Right? I live by faith. My life should be made up of as a result of my faith. In other words, I live for God, I live with God, but I live in a situation that God is the center of my life. Come on. Now, I believe God for some things, and that's faith, and I'm trusting God for some things, and that's faith, but yet my lifestyle needs to be one of faith. Come on. Am I a believer or am I not a believer? Am I a Christian or am I not a Christian? Am I a Sunday Christian, a Monday Christian, a Tuesday? You know, what is it? Am I 24/7? Am I all in? Come on. In the book of Revelation, it doesn't say it quite this way, but he says, man, I wish you were all in or all out. Right? I don't want you halfway. I want you all the way. Come on. God wants us all the way. Hallelujah. If you'll go with me to the book of Joshua, I want to talk to you this morning about the faith of Joshua. Yeah. Joshua was an incredible guy. Joshua was the guy that followed Moses around like a puppy dog. I mean, if Moses was going up to the mountain, Joshua was going to get as close as he could. Yeah. If Moses was anywhere, Joshua was right on his side. Hallelujah. I've known people like that with ministries, you know, men of God who are serving God, and there's one or two that will follow them anywhere they go. Yeah. If they're going to be there, they're going to be there because of their right-hand men. God wants you to know that Joshua, watch this, Joshua is an example that we can follow. But our heart has to be after Joshua. In other words, like Joshua, our heart has to be after God. Come on, if God be for me, is God for you? Then who can be against you? So it's our faith in God. And again, Jesus, when he was talking about faith, he said, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Trust God. Know that God won't let you down. But here we're going to take up in Joshua chapter 1, and we're going to see how God prepares him to lead the nation. God has a purpose for you. God has a plan for you. And I don't care if you're young or if you're old, right? I don't care if you've been around or you're coming around. I want you to know that God has a plan for you, right? Come on. Now watch this. Watch this. Look at verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous that you may obtain, you deserve to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. First of all, I want you to know that there wasn't a generation before Joshua that had the book. Moses wrote the book, right? He penned it down. God gave it to him, but he penned it down. He said in you know, Exodus and Deuteronomy and Numbers, and you know, he was there giving all of the commands. So he says, listen, Joshua, if you want to make your way successful, here's what you need to do. Come on. Look at this now. Verse 8 again. Because I want you to notice this. This is awesome. How many figure if God wanted me to be successful, he'd make me successful? That's not true. God wants you to be successful. Let me say that again. God wants you to be successful. God has provided for your success. He's provided the way for you to be successful. But read this, let's read this carefully. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you, he didn't say I, he said then you, come on, he said you, ever say you, will make your way prosperous, then you will have good success. You will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Now watch this. God is the source of all of it, but your cooperation with God is what puts you on the road to gaining it. Hello? You want to have good success? You've got to meditate in the Word day and night. The Word. Ever say the Word? My Bible is His Word to me. Let me say that one more time. My Bible is His Word to me. A lot of people are worried about what translation should I have and what, you know, I mean, is the King James the only one? Is this? Now, listen to what I'm saying carefully. Your Bible is the one that you read. Right? And there are some versions that I think are better than others, but the reality is most of the translations are based on the original Scripture. Right? And so what I'm saying is that I know that God can use even the Living Bible. And the Living Bible was nothing more than a guy said, you know, my kids can't understand the King James, so I'm just going to read a chapter and write it in the way I think it should be. There was no real translation involved with it. It was just a paraphrase. But I've known people to get saved, to get healed, and to be blessed reading and meditating on the Living Bible. How is that possible? Because God's a huge God. But we must have a Bible that we are in and that we are meditating on day and night. Do you want to be successful in God? Do you want God to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant? You can do that and you can make that happen if you'll meditate in the Word of God. Now, most of you know this, but I'm just going to say it again. The meditation here is not, you know, the Eastern religion meditation where you look at a candle and just go, you know, that's not what he's talking about. The word here in the Hebrew means to mutter. To mutter. To mutter. Have any of you ever muttered under your breath? I do it in Indian, but when we mutter under our breath means that we're using words, but we're speaking words, but we're speaking them to ourselves. You, if you want to have success, you have to speak the word to yourself. You have to speak the word to yourself. And I'll just, you know, I'm as guilty as anybody of having days or weeks go by that I'm not muttering or speaking the word over myself like I should be. If you aren't satisfied with the success that you're having or the lack of victory that you're having in the word or in God, then I would say that you probably need to fill up your meditation tank. Right? How do I do that? Well, I mean, everybody does it probably a little bit different. But do you have a scripture that's on your mind constantly? Right? Do you have a scripture that you can refer back to when your mind wanders? Right? Because if you want to have success, you're going to have to learn to control your mind. Right? Because your mind will go wherever you let it go. If you want to have success, you have to control your mind. And when I say your mind, what I'm talking about are your thoughts. Amen. The Bible says that you have to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. Jesus said, I am the Word. In other words, you need to take your thoughts and make them become obedient to what the Word says. And anytime the Word is not on your lips or on your mind, come on, you will get to the place where you're going to allow yourself to go and think about the things that you shouldn't be thinking about. In other words, you have to absolutely get your thoughts to line up with His Word. How do you do that? By having a scripture to fall back on. Right? Come on. And we have so many tools available to us, but it really is a matter of what you're using to allow God to be on your heart and your mind all the time. He told Joshua, listen, if you want to be a success, you've got to meditate or mutter on my word day and night. Why? Because my word will give you the very things that you need in order to keep your thoughts in the way that they should be so that your success can be birthed in me. Come on. You know, the enemy came, but for to kill, steal, and to destroy. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that have it to the full or abundantly. But you're not going to have a full and abundant life if you're listening to the thief. Because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the enemy's voice, for a lot of us, is more familiar than his voice. Because he's been condemning us for years. He's been telling us what won't work. He's been telling us how we're going to fail. He's been telling us how that we can't possibly succeed. He's been telling us that we're losers. He's a liar. He's a liar. And if you're hearing that, it's not God telling you that. Thank you for your enthusiasm. If you're hearing that, if you believe that, if you're even meditating on that by thinking, oh, everything I do turns to dust. I mean, I'm just a failure. I mean, God, where am I going to have? First of all, you need to do is change your mind. And the way you change your mind is change what you're thinking. And strongholds get built up because you've been thinking a certain way for a long period of time. And God was telling Joshua, listen, if you want to have success, you've got to be concerned about what you're thinking. And what you're thinking must be in line with what I've written. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you have a go-to verse? Do you have a verse that you can put up there and just... anytime your thoughts go astray, you can come back to and quote that over yourself. If you don't, you should have. Now, when I first got saved and started walking with the Lord, it was like we had 3x5 cards everywhere. And we had written out 3x5 cards with Scripture. When I first got saved, if you were a Christian and if you actually wrote a letter and signed it, usually your scripture was assigned to that signature. In other words, Philippians 4:19 is my scripture. So every time I sign that letter, I'm going to put that underneath. Why? Because that's the scripture that defines me. Are you seeing what I'm saying? See, back then, we didn't have all the tools that we have now, but we had to get the Word of God for ourselves and get those little 3x5 cards and write them out and put them everywhere. I remember a time when I had the same scripture on my mirror, the same scripture in my car, the screen, everywhere I went. There was a scripture written down. What was I doing? I was meditating on the Word day and night. Joshua's faith and his ability to do what God called him to do was key to his meditating on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that faith comes by hearing, in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if I want my faith to be like Joshua's, I have to do the same thing that Joshua did. What was God saying here? He was saying, listen, I want your faith in me to grow. And your faith and your experience of your faith will allow you to accomplish the very thing that I've set you forth to do. He had a big task. He had a task of bringing in the scriptures and commentaries say anywhere from 1 to 3 million people into their land, and then getting every one of them in the right place that God assigned them in the land. That's no small feat, right? I mean, it's hard to keep 10 people going in the same direction. But God said, I'm going to give you the plan, but if you're going to succeed in what I'm telling you to do, you better be versed in my word, and it better be on your lips whenever anything comes along. Let's go to Joshua chapter 6. And you all know the story of, and if you were in Sunday school at all, you'd sing, and the walls came tumbling down, right? This is the story of how Joshua had conquered Jericho. Now watch this. God said, you're going to take Jericho down. I'm leading you in, and you're going to take Jericho down. But Jericho was a walled city. It was the strongest. I mean, if you had anywhere in the world that had the best defenses in the world at that time, it was Jericho. Because their walls were huge, and it was incredible. But God said, I've put in your heart for you to take Jericho, and I'm going to tell you how to do it, but you better meditate on that. You better think about that. You better do what I tell you to do. Watch this, verse 1. It says, and Jericho was securely shut up because the children of Israel, none went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand and the king and his mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war, and you shall go all around as the city wants. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 lamps, trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And it shall come to pass when you make the long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people will shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. Now watch this. This sounds like a good plan now, because we know the walls fell. But think about if you were part of that group that walked around. You're walking around these walls that are huge, and you're walking around the city, and you're just looking up, and you're looking up, and Joshua's saying to himself, or he had the opportunity to say, Lord, do you have another plan? Because this doesn't sound very good. This doesn't sound like it would work. Your ways seem strange to me. How many have ever felt like the Lord's ways feel strange to you? Right? It doesn't matter if they feel strange to you. Your objective is to do what he says to do. And you can only do what he says to do if you will meditate on what he said. So imagine Joshua walking around the 6 days with this group of men, and he's out leading them, and he's going, okay, Lord, I know what you said. I know what you said. I know what you said. I'm being obedient to what you said. But Lord, there's thoughts coming at me that this doesn't seem to be doing anything. We went around one day, and those walls didn't go down even an inch. Right? I didn't see anybody up on the wall scared. I didn't see anybody. I didn't see anything. But Lord, you're the same God who told Moses what to do. You've told me what to do. We've seen great and mighty victories already. So Lord, what you say to do, we're going to continue to do. Your faith and your success in God is dependent on you doing what he said to do, even when you don't see results. Right? How many want to be blessed? The Bible says if you want to be blessed, you have to be a blessing. The Bible says you have to reap what you sow. How many know it's hard to not want to, let's just say, lay hands on your enemies suddenly. Right? I mean, God, I want to get them, but he said, no, you bless them. Bless those that curse you. Right? That doesn't make sense when you're going through certain things. If you're in the midst of something and you have to, you know, you want to justify yourself. You want to say, but Lord, this isn't fair. And Lord, this is not the way that I think it should go. And can I defend myself? And he says, no, I'm your justifier. Trust in me. Right? But I don't want to do that. Well, keep walking around the city. Keep walking around the city. On the first day, do it. I don't want to do it. Do it anyway. But you got to keep thinking, well, what did God say? What did God say? Walk around the city, so I'm going to walk one day. And the next day, Lord, nothing happened, but you said to do it 6 days in a row, so we're going to do it the second day, and the third day, and the fourth day, and the fifth day. And even when it doesn't seem like nothing is working, there's no change happening, you have to stand on God's word and continue to stand because the seventh day is coming. And then imagine the seventh day walking around the first time, nothing. Second time, nothing. Third time, nothing. Fourth time, nothing. Fifth time, nothing. Sixth time, nothing. But then on the seventh time, out of obedience to God's word, you raise the horn. You blast the horn. The people shout. And because of your obedience to God, the walls will fall down. Come on. The walls will fall down. The walls will fall down. But even in victory, you must, absolutely must, continue to walk in His ways. What did God tell me to do? Moses got in trouble because God told him to hit the rock, but he hit it too many times because he was mad at the people. You have to continue to walk in the way that God told you to do. And the only way that you can do that is if you continue to meditate in His Word and say, no, Lord, this is what you said. And as we're looking on Wednesday night, we've been going through the book of Acts and the prayers of the book of Acts. And in chapter 13, where it talks about the apostles, you know, together, and they were praying and fasting, and the Lord said, send Saul and Barnabas on the mission that I've sent them to. That was awesome, but they continued to fast and to pray even after they heard. Why did they have to do that? Didn't they hear? They heard, but they wanted to make sure it was the right timing and that they were still on the perfect will of God. And that must be our case too. It's like, Lord, I've heard you say, but I'm going to continue to operate out of that. In Joshua chapter 7, let's go there. So again, in the story of Jericho, God told Joshua and all the people, don't take anything. Don't take the land is cursed. Don't deal with the cursed thing. Don't touch it. How many know that would be a temptation? If you walked in and you saw a statue that's pure gold, you're not considering even what the statue is. All you're thinking is, I can melt this sucker down, right? And it'd go a long way in my budget, you know. And how do I, you know, pass that up? But what has God said, right? Are you walking with God or are you walking in your way? So in other words, it's like when God tells you to do something and He limits what you do, do what He says. Do what He says. And this is the story of Achan. And Achan said, well, you know, a little bit of the booty is not going to hurt anything. Right? If I just take a little bit, nobody will know. I'll hide it in my tent. Right? God said, well, you idiot, right? You idiot. It says, verse 1, it says, the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zadavi, the son of Zerai, the tribe of Judah, took the accursed things so that the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. Now, we can't do things our way and expect God to bless them. We have to continue to be in the Word of God and do what He says to do. Hello? You can't live in fear and expect His blessing because He said to fear not. Come on. You cannot expect God to bless you and walk in His perfect will and have your faith working and operational if you're lying, if you're stealing, if you're cussing. If, you know, all the things that you know to do, you have to take that personally and meditate on it and say, Lord, if you said not to, I'm not going to. Because I don't want to be Achan. I don't want to be the one that causes God's hand from being able to bless a people. Are you with me? I don't want my house to be cursed because I'm hanging on to the accursed thing. Right? Years ago, and you can take this where you will, but years ago when I first got saved, there was a big deliverance thing, and if you had anything in your house that was even remotely something demonic, boy, we got it out of the house. We burned it. So macrame owls were out, and you know, a lot of different things were out, and it went too far, and it got carried away, right? But the reality is the thought behind it was good. In other words, in my life, if I'm doing something that's causing God's blessing not to come upon me, I have to change what I'm doing, and I have to call the things that's accursed to curse and not allow it in my life or in my family. This is interesting. It says that all of the children of Israel were accursed because of Achan. In other words, what you do affects others. What you believe affects others. What you do with what you know of the Word of God affects others. A little compromise. Now listen, God is mercy and His grace, and I get all of that. But the reality is when I'm meditating on the Word of the Lord, and the Lord says, this is what I need you to do, if I'm not doing what He said for me to do, it's going to cause others to suffer. I need God to make a move in my life. I need the church to be blessed. I need my home to be blessed. I need my kids to be blessed. I need everything that I'm doing to be blessed. I must meditate on His Word. And sometimes we have to come to Jesus moment and say, Lord, just like the children of Israel did. And they said, Lord, what's up? Joshua went to the Lord and said, hey, what's up? I mean, we did what You said to do, and You blessed us, and we took this victory. We were in Jericho, and we took that. We came to this town, and something went haywire. We couldn't take Ai, and God said, that's because somebody has done something wrong. Now, here's what we do oftentimes, is we just say, well, oh, you know, somebody did something wrong. We can live with that. Not if God says no. Not if God says no. If you want to be blessed, you have to take a stand against. Look at, and you say, this is the Old Testament. Yeah, but the truth is the same. The truths are the same. Look at verse 10. Chapter 7, verse 10. So the Lord said to Joshua, get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? Joshua is saying, oh, Lord, things haven't gone right. Oh, you know, he's whining and moaning. And God said, quit your whining. There's something that you know is wrong and you need to deal with it. Israel has sinned and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of the accursed things and have both stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies because they have become doomed to the destruction. Neither will I be with you anymore unless you destroy the accursed things from among you. Now, we live in the New Testament. We're under grace. God's not condemning us to anything. But again, our own hearts, are we meditating on the Word of God day and night so that God can point some things out in our hearts? And when He does point some things out in our heart, are we making excuses or are we acting on what He tells us to do? Lord, 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 how come I'm just failing one time after another, after another, after another, after another, after another? And if we will allow the truth to come to our heart, God will tell us. But when God tells us, we need to do something about it. Amen? Because I want victory, man. I want victory. I want to go out of this world in victory. I want God to be pleased with me, and I know you do the same. But we have to be like Joshua. When Joshua found out and God told him what to do about it, he took care of it. Right? He took care of it. And we must do the same. But our obedience, watch this, and if you go into chapter 8, his obedience in taking care of Achan and dealing with the punishment that he had to dole out to him, in chapter 8, he begins to say how the next time they went up, God gave them the victory. God gave them the victory. They were well able to take it because God was with them. So what I'm saying to you, and I need to put in your heart today, when the Lord speaks to you about something or you know something in the Word that you're supposed to be doing and you're not doing it, you need to change your heart and your mind and do what He says. Right? And I'm not up here to try to condemn you or put religious rules on top of you. But what I'm saying is if you're meditating on His Word and you've got that in your heart, then things will change if you'll do what He says to do. Hallelujah. How many have ever read the book of Proverbs? Right? I not every day, but most every day, I read a proverb a day. You know, whatever day it is, I read that proverb. And in it, there's so many things that talk about what you should do and what you shouldn't do. One of the things that says, you know, that a lazy man, this is quite a picture, a lazy man won't even lift his hand off of his stomach to put in the bowl to put the food in his mouth. Right? But it says destruction will come to that man. He'll have nothing when it's time for harvest. So what does that tell you? That tells me I can't be lazy. Right? But I want to be lazy. Just like you. I want to be lazy. Well, I can be lazy, but I'll never eat the fruit of God's blessing because He's already told me something. Right? So what is it in our lives or in our hearts that is keeping us from living out our faith and getting the victory that God's called for us to have? Jesus said this, come on. He said, if you are my disciples, if you are my disciples, you got to continue in my word. You have to meditate on my word. But if you meditate on my word, if you become a disciple of my word, then you shall know the truth. Everybody say, know the truth. And the truth will set you free. We're saying, boy, I'm free in Jesus. I'm free in Jesus. I'm free in Jesus. I'm free. You are free in Jesus. But only as you allow the truth to change you. Right? Come on, I trust God. I want to have the faith of Joshua. I want to see the victories of Joshua. I want to walk around the wall, blow the horn, and have it come down. Awesome, so do I. But we must live in the truth of the Word of God and say, Lord, I need to know in my heart if I'm compromising in any way, if I've taken an idol, if I've transgressed your law, if I've done anything, because, Lord, I don't want to be that person. I want to live for you in a way that pleases you. And I want to take what you've said and make it my absolute strength. You see, it's not religion if I am obedient out of a relationship. Where it becomes religion is where I take my interpretation and I put it on you. Right? Come on. But if I take the word of God and say, no, Lord, you said this. Or if God's spoken in your heart, watch this one. It's so funny. God puts it on your heart to give away something. And you go, Lord, I don't want to give that away. I like that. The minute that you don't give away what God's put in your heart, it becomes an idol before you. Now, that could be a thing. That could be love. That could be mercy. The Lord says, be merciful. You say, Lord, I don't want to be merciful right now. Lord, I don't. Lord, you telling me to love him or love her? I don't really want to do that. I can say that to them, Lord, but I don't really want to act on that. Then you've just set an idol above God because God told you to do something and you didn't do it. Here's another one. Oh, this happens a lot. How many know everything that you do, you're supposed to do in love? Right? Now, you probably, you're holier than I am, so you probably have never run into this, where you do something for somebody or you give something away to somebody and you bless somebody really strongly. And then they do something terrible to you. Or they run away from you, or they're not there when you need them. They're, you know, all that. And so your heart is, Lord, but I did this for them. And I did that for, how could they do this when I did that? And Lord, I don't understand. And if you don't catch it, if you don't do what the word tells you to do, you can allow that stake of bitterness to come in. And that stake of bitterness will rob you of all success that God has for you. Hello. Your expectations of what somebody else should do or shouldn't do is robbing you from God blessing you. So what am I saying? When you give that person something, and I'm thinking of a specific thing that Renita and I have done, but I don't want to get too specific. But anyway, because some of you will know what I'm talking about, and I don't want that. So if you give something away, and then your heart comes back to, but God, I did this for them, and I did that for them, and they're treating me this way, that's not fair, God. You need to change what you're thinking. The only way you can change what you're thinking is to put your thinking against what God's Word says. And when you put what God's Word says, then you have a choice. You know what the truth is, and if you'll act on the truth and you'll do what the truth says, you'll become His disciple indeed, and you'll be free. Are you listening to me? Come on, if we want our walls to fall down, we've got to begin to allow God to show us anything in our life that's contrary to what He said to us. How many think that might be a possibility, just remote? Probably not, but it could be a possibility in my life that there's something in my heart that I need to change, right? And so, Lord, I'm going to stand in faith, and I'm going to stand in faith as long as I need to, but if there's something in my heart that's keeping your blessing from coming to me, please show me that, because I want my faith to be effectual. I want my faith to be a living example for others to see, right? Hallelujah. I went to the premier faith school in America, Rhema Bible Training Center. So it's called Rhema Bible Training College now, but we learned all about faith and how to exercise faith and how to, you know, walk in faith, and that's awesome. What a school! It was the best thing that I've ever done because I found my wife there. But watch this. And she won me by faith. But anyway, it's a whole different thing. But watch this. We got out of that school. We went through something where, you know, I'm telling everybody about faith. And we believe God and victory in Jesus and all of that kind of thing. And we went through things where I'm talking about my family members who maybe aren't Christian or at least not walking in the light of the Word like I know the Word. And we went through something and we were going, oh, God, this is really making you look bad. Because I'm your man. I'm a faith man. I believe God. This is, you know. And we're just going, oh, God, this is a terrible example. Lord, I've let you down. I've not displayed your faith in such a way that it's showing victory in every area of my life. God, what's going on? And it was years later that one of our relatives came to us and said, when you went through that, we were all watching and we were all amazed at how your faith sustained you. Why? Because we wouldn't back down from the Word of God. We didn't deny the Word of God. We continued to try to live in the Word of God to the best of our ability. See, if you want to have the victory even after a defeat, you've got to get back and do what God's told you to do. Joshua had many victories. And even at the end of his life, watch this, at the end of his life when people were being people and people were knuckleheads and whatever, he finally got up, he said, listen, y'all can do what you want to do. You do your thing. But as for me and my house, we're going to do what I've meditated on day and night since God called me to do what he told me to do. We're going to serve the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for everybody that's here. I thank you for everybody that's watching online. And Lord, I'm not trying to get them to doubt everything in their lives and try to put a cause to an effect to every situation. But Lord, we all want to be walking with you in truth in the way that you would have us to walk. And Lord, we want to live for you without doing what you said we'd have to do, and that is that we'd have to crucify our flesh. You said, Lord, that we'd have to pick up our cross daily to follow you. You said that we'd have to deny ourselves the things that we want and allow you to speak truth in us and to change and to go the way that you want. If you're here this morning, you're watching online, and maybe this is speaking to you and God is saying, listen, I want to get your attention because there's something in your heart and something in your mind that you might think is right or you've justified, but it's not okay with me. And I need you to change that no matter what it costs, even if you have to put to death some of the things that you want to hold on to. If that's you this morning, let God do a work in you. Let Him speak to you because victory is on the other side of your obedience. So, Father, I ask you to touch them. I ask you to be with them. I ask you to give them the grace. And, Lord, it's not my job to condemn anyone, and I do not do that. But, Holy Spirit, I want you to be allowed to convict every one of us. There's freedom available in the house this morning, but it's on the other side of your obedience to what He's saying. I feel His presence here so strongly. And if you're here and God is dealing with you about something, Make up your mind right now to say, I'm in it to win it. So I'm in it to change. It stops now. I'm going to quit making excuses. I'm going to quit playing games with it. Whatever it takes, whatever God is speaking to me about, I'm going to do what He says because I want to walk in victorious faith in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank You for touching them and blessing them. And if you're watching online, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, that's where it starts. He died for you, and all you need to do is come to Him and allow Him to be Lord of your life, to repent of your sins and say, Lord, I need a Savior because I can't be good enough to get to You, and I want to be with You, so I'm giving You my heart and my life 100%. So I'm confessing with my mouth, and I'm believing in my heart that Jesus is Lord, and that God, You raised Him from the dead. Lord, and I thank You that You saved me right now. I thank You that You're dealing with me right now. Let God do a work in you this morning. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. If I could have the worship team come up, we're going to just close with a worship song. All those that are watching online, thank you for joining us. Be blessed in Jesus' name. But listen, if God is dealing with you and you need prayer, you just say, you don't even have to tell us what you need prayer for, but I just want God's touch on my life because He's spoken to me this morning and I need His help. Let us pray with you. Let us pray with you. Sora tema famando ko.